In Andrew Cuomo's first term as governor, he made a point of never leaving the state, even taking vacations within its border, saying the state is so beautiful that he never needed to leave it. He discouraged any talk of seeking higher office. Lately, though, that has changed. The governor has been traveling to California for a fundraiser and to Nevada to speak before the National Transport Workers Union, where he was introduced by its president, John Samuelson.
I want to see him in 2020. I want to see him take on a national voice for the Democratic Party.
Cuomo did nothing to discourage the comment, but he also has never said that he's actually running for president. He did tell the transit workers from all around the country about his record on progressive issues in New York, like raising the minimum wage and enacting paid family leave. He seemed to channel Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders at some points in the talk, railing against corporate CEOs, who he says now make 371 times more money than the average worker.
Management always seeks to maximize profit. The less they pay the worker, the more they make. That's their equation.
Cuomo has taken the lead in opposing a number of federal changes and proposals made by President Trump and the Republican-led Congress. The New York governor banded with leaders from other states to carry out the provisions of the Paris Climate Accord after President Trump dropped out. He's railed against tax overhaul proposals that he says would result in New Yorkers paying more in taxes. And he spoke out for more gun control after the mass shooting in Las Vegas.
I think it is ludicrous for the White House to say, now is not the time to talk about it. Now is precisely the time to talk about it. An historic mass killing.
Cuomo seldom mentions President Trump by name, but he criticized the administration for being too slow to react to Hurricane Maria, which devastated Puerto Rico, destroying homes and the island's power grid. After the hurricane, Cuomo arranged for the first jet stuffed with supplies to land, and he sent New York National Guard troops and electrical grid engineers. In contrast, the governor said, the Federal Emergency Management Agency was not prepared.
And I believe they made an operational error in not pre-deploying sufficient resources.
The head of the state's Republican Party, Ed Cox, believes that Cuomo is running for president in 2020, and he takes a dim view of it. He says the focus on the presidential race has caused the governor to commit errors at home, like letting the New York City subway system deteriorate.
And when you're in trouble, you start making mistakes, particularly when your ambitions go beyond your present position. You want to be the next president of the United States.
But not everyone thinks that the governor is necessarily seeking a higher office. Bruce Jory, a lobbyist and part-time SUNY Albany professor who has advised former governors, cautions against reading too much into Cuomo's recent actions.
I have yet to see the things he's done that normal politicians do when they run for president. So in my mind, as a consequence of that, I don't read all these things in. We have not seen him go to Iowa. We have not seen him go to New Hampshire.
Steve Greenberg, political analyst and spokesman for Siena College Poll, says it does not hurt Cuomo or any New York governor to raise his national profile. But he says before the next presidential election, Cuomo still has to face New York voters in 2018 when he seeks a third term. The governor has already said he's interested in running again.
What he's going to focus on is doing as good as he can do in the 2018 election and keeping his options open.
Because, he says, it's too early for the governor to decide right now. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.